This resume of the year's top offerings could not proceed without another mention of Harry Litwack's phenomenal basketball team. Here is a moment direct from the palestra of the game featuring the Owls and their traditional intra-city rivals, St. Joseph's College.
Ball goes up, and it goes to Billy Kennedy of Temple University. Flips it over to Opie Franklin. Goes in for Goldenberg. Goldenberg doing a nice fast break over to Bill Kennedy. Jerry Goldenberg coming through in a beautiful fast break and flipping it over to Billy Kennedy. Kennedy has two more. Temple 87. St. Joe's 71. And there it goes. Opie Franklin steals away. Down to Bill Kennedy. Bill Kennedy tries to get it to Joey Goldenberg, but Kulikin for St. Joe gets his hand in the way. And here the replacement for Temple. Pete. Gosh. Pete comes in for Guy Rogers. And listen to this ovation.
The Owls went on to defeat St. Joe's 91-77 and then proceeded to win the city championship and were invited to the NCAA tournament along with 23 of the nation's best. The high-flying Owls brought home third-place honors to Philadelphia to conclude the most successful season in the history of Temple basketball. In some way, each of you made a definite contribution to your class of 1958. Some were singled out for individual honors. 21 of you were chosen as outstanding seniors. One of you was just as popular in the classroom, in the cafeteria, and generally around campus as you were at home, and we refer to your home as the basketball court. And of course, there's no mistake, you're everybody's All-American, Guy Rogers.
I owe a lot to many people. Starting back in high school, my high school coach, Mr. Ike Woolley, and an independent coach, Bobby Cackleries, took me out when they had the time, their spare time, and worked with me. I don't know what they saw, but they sure helped me out a lot. Here in college, I owe a lot to my coach, Mr. Harry Litwack, Mr. Cody, our athletic director, and all of my teammates. For without them, I feel that I am nothing. As far as my making All-American, that is also an award for them. They could only give it to one player, and I was the lucky one to get it. But they are all Americans also.
The All-University Carnival's theme this year, Future Fantasy, brought a tremendous response from its participating organizations, and one just as great from the thousands who witnessed the event. The Carnival Queen was Mary Jane Caesar of the Pharmacy School. One of the great annual social events of the spring semester again produced the familiar white shirts and blouses and a spirit that overflowed the great court and Mitten Hall. Greek weekend began with the always colorful and exciting Greek Sing. For the first time in its history, Delta Sigma Theta was champion of the sorority division. For the second year in a row, David Hicks led Sigma Pi to top fraternity honors. Desire Under the Elms proved to be a whopping success as the University Theater closed out its season with this deeply moving drama by Eugene O'Neill. Here is a scene from the production directed by Arthur Cattells.
To the law with you so you'd have a son he'd think was his'n, and making him promise he'd give you the farm and let me dust if you did get him a son. They must be a devil living in you. It ain't human to be as bad as that be.
Did you believe I loved you afore he come?
Yeah, like a dumb ox.
And did you really love me afore?
And you was tricking me.
And you don't love me now.
I hate you, I tell you.
Mitten Hall Auditorium was once again the setting for the May Dance this year. Reigning over the lovely court was the 1958 May Queen, Lois Rutt. The last social event of our college career will long be remembered by us seniors. Duke Ellington and his orchestra provided music for dancing for some 1,200 seniors who socialized together for the last time at Temple. The 1958 seniors really gathered for the last time together at Convention Hall. It's true that this occasion brought us together under the Temple banner for the last time, and yet, because of that banner, we have developed lasting friendships, richer and more complete lives. Temple University has brought us together, has kept us together, forever.